State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. For a lot of families, Thanksgiving means gorging on turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and of course, pie. But for families in poverty, a grand Thanksgiving feast is often out of the question. For our State of Opportunity project, I visited a church in Metro Detroit that provides an early Thanksgiving meal and more to kids from a nearby elementary school. Two big yellow school buses have just pulled up to the New Hope Baptist Church in Wayne, Michigan. The bus is jam-packed with parents and students from nearby Myers Elementary, where more than 90% of the school's families live in poverty.
Come on in, get out the car. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in, y'all.
It's freezing cold outside, but inside the church, the warmth is palpable. Sure, the heater is on, but the general good vibes and hugs and smiles from the church volunteers also go a long way to make everyone feel warm and welcome.
Hi, how are you? So for a basket giveaway.
One person from each family grabs a raffle ticket as they make their way toward the pews. Once all 200 or so people are in their seats, the mini service before the big turkey dinner begins.
Let me see. Myers! All right, all right. It is good to have all of you here on this Thanksgiving Monday. And we just want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy yourselves. You are going to be introduced, entertained, and I think spiritually lifted by our youth.
To be clear, this is not a mandatory school field trip. It's voluntary, since there is a strong religious aspect to it. For those who do choose to come, there's singing, dancing, and a couple drill team performances, and of course, a raffle. For this particular raffle, every family is a winner. Some baskets have non-perishable food in them. Others have household goods like detergent and soap and towels. All of it is donated by members from the church.
How about 087? Last week, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. She's like, look, that's a Lilo.
Once the last raffle ticket number is called, it's time to head into the kitchen where the smell of 50 cooked turkeys wafts through the hallway. That's right, 50 cooked turkeys and enough stuffing, potatoes, green beans, and corn to feed an army.
String beans? I like string beans too, and they're very good for you. Very good. Happy Thanksgiving, sweetheart.
This church has been serving a pre-Thanksgiving dinner to families from Myers for 8 years now. Virgil Humes is the pastor here.
We just wanted to show some love, to show them that we believe in helping the community. And those that may not have a Thanksgiving meal, we wanted to show them that we could serve them a Thanksgiving meal so that they won't be hungry.
To not go hungry, that's Carmisha Hunt's goal. She has seven young mouths to feed, which is incredibly difficult when money is tight. This Thanksgiving, she says she's thankful for a few things. For the church for serving the meal, for her family.
And just being having a place to stay and not being on the streets right now, because it's hard right now for everybody.
Why did you want to come tonight?
I just felt it would uplift me a little bit. Been going through a hard time lately, and I just felt it would kind of lift my spirits a little bit.
And the thanks just keep on coming.
I'm thankful for coming here, and my teacher, and my mom, and my brothers, and my dad.
My dad.
I'm thankful for my mom and my dad.
I'm thankful for having a good family.
The official motto at Myers Elementary is be respectful, be responsible, and be safe. For this week, at least, it sounds like be thankful is also on the list. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.